Madam Chair, since this is the first time that my delegation takes the floor, let me begin by congratulating and welcoming you to the chair and assure you of my delegation's full support. Let me also express my thanks to you for having organized today's important plenary on nuclear risk reduction and to the excellent panelists. In addition to the joint statement soon to be presented by my delegation on behalf of the European Union, I would like to highlight some points in my national capacity. In the past years, the deteriorated international security environment, increased strategic competition, and the potentially destabilizing implications of technological developments have made risk reduction particularly urgent. International peace and security are the responsibility of all states. Yet, nuclear weapon states bear a special responsibility for nuclear arms control and disarmament. We recognize the constructive approach taken by the United States, the UK, and France to avoid nuclear escalation. We welcome the efforts of the US to resume activities within the New START Treaty and to launch negotiations on a new arms control framework. At the same time, we deeply regret reported suspension of Russia of the treaty, and we call on Russia to reconsider its decision. Moreover, we are deeply concerned by Russia's unacceptable, irresponsible nuclear rhetoric. Preventing the danger of nuclear war is the very foundation of the Treaty of Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. In the previous review cycle of the NPT, Sweden, together with the members of the Stockholm Initiative for Nuclear Disarmament, worked hard to achieve progress on disarmament commitments, but also on risk reduction measures. The group, consisting of non-nuclear weapon states from different regions and with different security contexts, was engaged in dialogue with nuclear weapon states to prepare the grounds for advancement on nuclear disarmament commitments and risk reduction in the run-up and during the review conference of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. We were close to adopting the draft final document that would have offered new impetus also on risk reduction measures. We deeply regret that the conference was not able to adopt the final outcome document due to Russia blocking consensus. We believe the Stockholm Initiative working paper on risk reduction remains relevant and that it offers tools and ideas for the continued work. We have, for example, advocated for a formalized discussion within the NPT, ensuring that nuclear risk reduction can be addressed at the session of the preparatory committees of the 11th review conference in a structured manner, and for reporting commitments enabling the next review conference to take stock and to consider next steps to address further nuclear risks. What we need now is a political commitment, specific measures, and a follow-up process. Risk reduction concerns us all. All states, in particular nuclear weapon states and other states possessing nuclear weapons, should engage in such efforts. Addressing nuclear and strategic risks is an urgent and our shared interest. Through not a substitute, it is part and parcel of nuclear disarmament and can pave the way for future nuclear disarmament agreements. With this, I thank you, Madam Chair.